fruit in the 60s. The grapes languished in a bowl in my nan's living room, losing their lustre as they dulled under dust. They might have been ornamental, the stuff of still life. Eating them felt like an afterthought. Dinner was there to fill you up, and puddings were entertainment. But fresh fruit lacked all purpose, except it seemed to keep teeth clean. Hence that chimp on the TV screen, brandishing a toothsome apple as the plummy voiceover lauded its evident dental hygiene. Fruit could come out of a tin, of course, a totally different matter, as we gathered round the table to look on with drooling anticipation as the sweet syrup supplied the required lubricity and our afters slithered slurpingly into the waiting bowl. There they lay, expectant, those halved pears made in a place called Bartlett. Ice cream from Naples slipped in beside them in a scandalously calorific act of consummation. It was only natural.